News for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is here to share the amazing healing benefits of dirt. She has a degree in animal science and a background in chemistry, biology, veterinary science. Her latest book is called Calcium Bennettite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. Welcome to the show, Perry A. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Perry.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Friedman.
Oh, interesting topic. You know, clay is definitely not part of the basic food pyramid. Share with us, what is calcium bentonite clay and how can we benefit from it?
Well, actually, it's volcanic ash. It has to be burst through the volcano to get the electromagnetic charge and the negative charge to it. So this ash is blown into the sky and then it lands in a lake or a river or seabed. If it's salt water, it lands in, you have a sodium bentonite, and if it's a fresh water, you have a calcium bentonite.
So if it's volcanic ash, is it safe if it contains heavy metals? Because I would guess ash would have the heavy metals.
Yes, ash does have the heavy metals. They're in parts per million, but the uniqueness about clay is the heavy metals are bound together by covalent oxygen bonds that make a super bond. And it's like a chain link fence. They don't separate out. They're not bioavailable to the body. Plus, the clay particle, which they make up, is too large to pass through the colon wall, so it's never absorbed into the bloodstream.
Got it. I know people have been using clay at spas for decades to help cleanse and detoxify the skin. Does this form of clay work externally and internally?
Yes, sir. It's a wonderful clay. It's well-balanced. It's a very pure vein. The rock from the vein is very chalk-like. It's the most non-gritty clay that I've ever experienced. It has tasteless when you hold it in a mouthful in your mouth. All you feel is cool. When you swallow it, it's a little chalky from the alkaline pH. And that's about it.
So do people mix it with anything, or do you have it straight, or how does it
most,
actually take it?
I like to mix it with water, leave it on my kitchen cabinet so I can go by and take a dose. Some people will take the mixed version and add it to their smoothies. Some people put it in their tea. For my grandson, I put it in the apple juice. He doesn't like the chalky aftertaste, but if I put it in the apple juice, it tastes like apple juice.
Great. Now, give us a couple examples of, I guess, conditions that may be prevented or remedied with the use of this clay.
Well, there are about 180 in my book, but I'll hit some of them. It will chase acne into next year and quickly. Do a fascia with clay over acne and watch the bumps disappear. It deep cleanses the pores. It's very strong drawing. And not only does it draw out the toxins and the excess oil and the bacteria in the pores, but it stimulates blood flow, and when you put it on and let it dry, your face will feel warm, and when you wash it off, it might be a little pink if you have tender skin, and that's bringing the blood flow to the surface. And as you know, blood flow contains oxygen, and that's right. What's needed for cellular repair. So it works on wounds, acid reflux. You can get rid of that in one day, one dose, 2 days
Great.
At the most. I've stopped needless amputations with clay. We have autistic children that the parents report that in the first clay bath, they become more verbal, they are more calm, and they are more talkative, communicative. So that's just in one clay bath.
Now, there's a lot of experts out there that believe if we want to prevent disease, our body needs to be in an alkaline pH. And I did read that this clay is 9.7 pH, very alkaline. Is that one of the main healing properties?
Absolutely. There are four basic attributes to clay. It balances. It's homeostatic. It wants to bring the body into balance. It detoxes. It carries out, cleans out the toxins, the poisons, the chemicals, the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It stimulates the circulation and the energy and the alkalinity. Most of us have over-acidity, and clay has a wisdom. It knows where to go and how much to balance where. I've taken it for 20 years. I've never gotten over-alkalized. but it keeps me at a normal status. And if you can keep your body in balance, the balanced body can heal itself. We're just over-toxed this day and time.
Will this clay replace, let's say, vitamin supplements, or do you recommend people still supplement their diet, or does this have some nutrients to it?
There is a rumor out there, and they sell it as a supplement because clay doesn't have a category. It's not a food, and it's not a drug,
right.
And it's not really a supplement. It just supports the body. So you really only get a little bit of four minerals when you take the clay. You get a tiny bit of calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium. Not enough for your daily minimum requirement. So keep taking your supplements in addition to the clay. However, clay is a catalyst, and as a catalyst, it can create things the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. Body enzymes will attach to the clay particle, and together they can make amino acids and peptide chains and protein and vitamins and minerals. It's absolutely amazing how it works.
Interesting. Now, obviously, our listeners shouldn't go to the local craft store and purchase just any clay to ingest. We want to stress that. But what is there a criteria of what they should look for in selecting a pure clay that is safe for consumption?
All clays are different, and there are thousands of them out there. If you ever see a clay that's just bentonite clay and it doesn't specify where it's calcium or sodium, I bet you 100 to 1 that it's a sodium bentonite. They just don't want to put it out there. Most sodiums are used for industrial use. There are some clays that are a low sodium that are okay, but you want a pure clay, one that's been kept clean from nature.
Right.
This particular deposit has been sealed with a 2-foot layer of crystalline zeolite, and it's a desert clay, so it's kept any impurities from getting in. And you want a fine-grained clay. You want one, even though it's milled to 325 screen mesh, some clays are still gritty, and you want a swelling clay. Your bentonites are known as swelling clay, and this particular clay swells 3 times, so it has a greater absorption rate.
Great. I would imagine it helps the flora of the intestines, so a lot of people that do probiotics may benefit for doing the clay instead, correct?
Absolutely. The clay has good microbials in it that help that. Plus, when it cleanses, when you drink it, it cleanses house from the mouth south. It's like a little garbage truck going through, picking up the toxins, the heavy metals, the chemicals, the poisons in our body. And it cleanses the lower colon and pulls out that old fecal matter that's stuck in the crevices. Now you're absorbing more nutrition from your foods and the supplements you take. Plus, it also gets rid of parasites. I talked to a lady today who had told me she did the 21-day cleanse with 2 ounces of the liquid clay twice a day and went back to get checked, and her parasites were gone.
That's great. Who would have thought when, you know, we were kids playing with clay that they had so many great benefits?
Well, you know, it's wonderful for burns. It instantly stops the pain. There's something about clay that's a natural analgesic. We've had people with arthritis that their knuckles become limber again, and the pain goes away. It really kind of blows you away how many things clay can affect. You put it on a burn, and the pain stops immediately. Had a lady that poured hot grease over the back of her hand, put her hand in a bag with the clay mud, left it on all night. The next morning when she took it off, there was no blistering. Her hand was a little pink, and as long as it was pink, she kept the clay on there. She said within 2 minutes, the horrible pain stopped.
Wow.
Great information. Great.
That is great information. Thanks so much, Perrier, for sharing the miracles of this health-enhancing clay. For more information or to get your copy of Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, go to theclaybook.com. And if you missed any of the great information we're giving here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And you can follow Dr. Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.